one of the major things, you know, that happened at the fall, and it's rarely spoken about, I think, is that our affections changed direction from being totally, totally consumed with our Creator God and looking only to Him, loving only Him. The fall caused our affections to look towards ourselves and the satisfying of what we perceived as our needs. This means that when we come into Christianity, we are mainly looking for God to satisfy our needs and our affections in the way that we want them satisfied. Whereas He is saying to us, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind and strength. And I think that this is probably one of the things that most people stumble over the most. The difficulty of loving the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind and strength. Because our desire is no longer towards Him, but is towards ourselves. Because the fall made us grossly self-centered. We can't see beyond the end of our own noses. No wonder the scripture tells us that we love because He first loved us. So our first major hurdle is to be able to receive the goodness, the love, the grace, the favour, the gentleness of His love. And that, for some people, is a bigger hurdle than you could ever imagine. Are you one of those that actually can't let Him love you? Because love's scary, isn't it? Love means be vulnerable. And we have so many cleverly constructed defense mechanisms, keeping people out, but keeping Him out too. The King of Love, my shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack if I am His, and He is mine forever. Let your heart go to a different place this morning. He's safe. He won't hurt you. And He will remove all those blocks of self-centeredness from you and place instead His agape love within your heart. You'll be able to hug a tree. God bless you as you think about this one.